Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, the Bible says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I realize that life after this old body dies is troubling to many. We're all sinners in this life, and we're all going to face death. But let me say right here, to those of you who are saved, you don't need to be afraid of death. The only thing to death to the saved is this body, because you go get a new one and live for eternity if you're saved. Heaven is a real place. It's just as real as earth is. You're not going to sit on a cloud with a harp and wings and sprinkle fairy dust. No, you don't become an angel. Those were created beings, just like God's not going to change you from a person to a cow or a horse. Heaven is a place that must have a reservation, though. You'll not get in without a reservation. It has to be done in advance. There's no walk-ins. And salvation takes care of our reservation. Jesus, here in John chapter 14, tells us that He not only has been to heaven, because that was His home, but He is going there to prepare a place for us when we die or go up in the rapture. You know, none of us will get to heaven without death or rapture. Jesus told us not to be troubled about this. We should find comfort and joy in heaven and not be worried or fearful. We need to realize that heaven isn't so bad. It's not to be feared. Oh, I realize we all want to live, but may we realize that God said that life here on earth is death, and we pass from death to life, not life to death. I want you to understand a few things about heaven that maybe you don't quite think about enough today. Number one, what's one of the things that we need to know about heaven? We lose our sin and our sin nature in heaven. This is where eternal life begins. There cannot be eternal life where sin is. This means we will have no memory of any sin that we ever did here on earth. That's enough to give you a good day today. You realize that to the saved, when we get to heaven, not one sin that we've ever committed will we ever remember. Not one failure, not one bad thought, not one bad word, not one bad action, not all of them put together would ever be thought of. Not only will you never have the memory of those, but you'll never be tempted to do wrong ever again. You'll not have a desire to do wrong because there's going to be no wrong to tempt you. You will have a body and a mind and a spirit that are sinless. This does not mean that you go to heaven and become all-knowing. You just don't have a sin nature, and you'll not be able to recall the sinful parts of your life. There's nothing going to be there to haunt you. You're not going to have scars to remember. There's not going to be any sinful past memories, no heartaches, no regrets, no pain, no guilt over past actions, and you are going to lose your sin and your sin nature in heaven. Hey, heaven's not such a bad place, is it? Number two, we will know people in heaven. 1 Corinthians 13:12, we will keep our personalities. We will be known even as we are known, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:12. We will know people there because of how we knew them here. Matter of fact, in Genesis 1:26-27, God said, let us make man in our own image. We were made in his image now. We're going to stay in his image then. There's going to be no difference in heaven of what created man is. We're just as much individual there as we are here. You see, on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus recognized Moses and Elijah, and they came down from heaven. Matthew 17:1-8. Jesus introduced Peter, James, and John to Moses and Elijah. You will recognize and know friends and loved ones who are there. I'm going to see my mama there. I'll see Brother Hiles there. I'll see my grandparents there. I'll see my former pastors and friends of mine that I've worked with in these many years. Hey, heaven's going to be a place where we get reacquainted with those that we sent on before. Number three, I love this. We will enjoy sinless senses in heaven. We will see with eyes that have no tinting of sin. There's going to be no blurring or no glasses needed, no contacts. I'm colorblind. I'll see color, but not only will I see color as I'm supposed to, I'll see it like nobody here on earth has ever seen it before. We'll see spiritual things that we cannot see now. I believe our hearing will not be hindered by sin. Thank God, about 3.5 years ago, I lost my sense of smell and taste. But when I get to heaven, I'm going to be able to smell perfectly. I'll be able to taste perfectly. We're going to enjoy eating like never before. John chapter 21, Jesus ate when he came back from the dead from heaven. Food will be an enjoyment, not something that we have to do. There's going to be trees with fruit. We're going to have the marriage feast of the Lamb. And food will be there for enjoyment, not something that you have to do. And lastly, heaven is a place where we'll have a pure mind. All the sin and sinfulness will be gone. We'll have a spiritual mind. We're not going to have an all-knowing mind, but we're going to be ever learning, Revelation 4:1. We don't become God, but we will have a sinless spiritual mind. You will never be able to recall a bad thought, a sinful moment, or anything bad that ever happened. But may I share something very quickly with you? What I believe the greatest thing about heaven is? Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea. And I, John, saw the city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride for her husband, and heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are faithful and true. Maybe the greatest thing about heaven is God's going to wipe away the memory of those things that caused pain. We'll have no memory of those who have gone to hell. We'll not even remember who they were. There'll be no tears, no crying. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.